Pod People.
Hey, so what do you want to watch? Netflix or HBO Max?
Wait, before we start, I wanted to ask you for some advice.
Okay, about what?
About an argument I had with Sarah.
Oh, you always need some advice about Sarah. What is it?
Well, I mean, yeah, you're my best friend. I need relationship advice.
Okay, go ahead.
So Sarah stole my credit card last week, right? And she racked up like $100,000 worth of charges.
What in the Tinder swindler? Did you break up with her?
Why would I break up with her? It was a mistake.
A mistake?
Yeah, I mean, she grabbed my card instead of her card. It was a careless accident.
Well, what the hell did she buy? A Tesla?
I mean, she bought like a few Gucci Louis Pradas, you know. She paid her mom's credit card bill, and I think she got a flight to Barbados, or maybe it was Dubai.
Hold up. She grabbed the wrong card more than one time?
It was an accident, Marissa, okay? She grabbed it like 15 times. I don't know. She said our cards feel the same.
You know what, Tyrone? I've been wanting to tell you something. You deserve way better than Sarah. We're best friends, and I think we could make a great couple.
Who? You and me?
Yeah, why is that so funny?
Marissa, come on now. You know I don't date black girls.
Well, I'm half black, half Asian.
Now, you know I don't date Asian girls either. And you're plus size. I do not date plus size women.
I just lost 30 pounds.
Well, you have short hair. I like women with long hair.
I can get a weave.
And you got big tits. I like flat-chested women. You know that.
Well, I can get a breast reduction. I was already thinking about it.
And you smart. I like my girl stupid, okay? You dark skin. I like light skin women, Marissa. And you can't cook. How I'ma eat, huh? How I'ma eat? You got a dog, Marissa. I like cats.
Well, my dog's about to die anyway. He's 18. Welcome to Jasmine Gives Bad Advice. On this show, you send me questions that you need answers to online, and I tell you what I think after I create a sketch based on your question. It's basically us laughing at your pain. Well, I hope you laugh. Anyway, that was my interpretation of a question that came to me from Marissa in San Francisco, okay? As you know, that's only how the conversations with her best friend, yes, her BFF, go in my head. So let's jump into today's episode and hear the actual question from Marissa. Okay, Marissa says, I'm in love with my best friend and I feel torn when he vents to me about his girlfriend. On one end, I want him to be happy, but on the other, I'm happy it isn't working out. I'm realistic. Hold on, let me pause right here. You're happy it's not working out for your best friend. Okay, y'all don't sound like good friends, but let me keep going. This is a short question too. Marissa says, I'm realistic and I recognize that I have no future with him because of my weight. He doesn't find plus size women attractive. Now I'm gonna stop you right there, Marissa. He doesn't find plus size women attractive. You know I'm gonna get your ass together, right? You know I'm gonna get you together. Okay. Marissa says, should I continue to refrain from offering advice due to my bias? Marissa, I want to let you know that you have my blood pressure up, okay? I'm upset. Why would you be friends with somebody who has the nerve to say that they don't find plus size women attractive? And you are a plus size woman. Babe, you said, should you refrain from offering advice to him, to your so-called best friend, about his relationship? You should refrain from picking up his calls, honey. Refrain from talking to him ever again. Refrain from calling him your best friend because he not. Refrain from talking to men like him ever again. Men that make you feel bad about yourself. Refrain from cussing his ass out before you block him, babe. Because this is ridiculous. He doesn't find big girls attractive. I'm sure he looks like an elderly pit bull, babe. Okay, I'm sure he looks like a bull mastiff, and he's telling you, a plus size woman, that he doesn't find y'all attractive while venting to you about his relationship. Why would you ask someone who is not worthy of your love what they think about your relationship? That don't make no sense. He wants you to feel bad about yourself, okay? You boost his ego. You make him feel good in his world when nobody else does. And I'm sure he's probably lonely because he's reaching out to you, somebody he doesn't even value really, to ask for relationship advice. Girl, drop him like the Supreme Court dropped white women when Roe versus Wade leaked, okay? Drop him like Laura dropped Stefan when he turns back into Urkel, okay? Drop him like Justin Timberlake dropped Janet after exposing her titty. Stand up, Marissa, okay? This is ridiculous. Listen, I want better for you. I want you to feel better about yourself because Tyrone, he don't want you, girl. He don't love you. He's not your best friend. He's not your friend at all. Because why would you tell someone who is plus size that you don't like plus size women? That's hurtful. And that's why I used in the skit the other examples. Telling a Black woman that you're so-called best friends with that you don't date Black women is extremely hurtful. It's racist. He is sizist, or what do you call it? I don't know what you call it. But listen, him not liking plus size women is absolutely ridiculous. It's hurtful. And he does it so that you can feel bad about yourself. So that's not your best friend, babe. Stop being friends with him immediately. Woo! I got a lot of spit in my mouth from that, honey, because I had to get you together. Okay. I really want better for you though, Marissa. Okay. You deserve better. You deserve somebody that really, really wants to be friends with you because of who you are and how beautiful you are on the outside and the inside, and not this nigga. Okay. Excuse my slave language. Anyway, listen, my blood pressure is up. I'm going to go take a pill. Okay. And we come back, we're going to get into what do these people be thinking. But listen to these sponsors. Listen to these commercials.
This episode is brought to you by Kia's first three-row, all-electric SUV, the Kia EV9. With available all-wheel drive and seating for up to seven adults. With 0-60 speed that thrills you 1 minute and available lounge seats that unwind you the next. Visit kia.com/EV9 to learn more. Ask your Kia dealer for availability. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Always drive safely.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome back to Jasmine Gives Bad Advice. On this portion of the podcast, y'all know it's about whatever I want it to be about. Don't you love it? Today's segment is called, What Do You Be Thinking? What Do You Be Thinking is all about me analyzing why humans do the things that they do. And today I'm going to talk about people who like 20 to 30 of your pics in a row on Instagram or even on TikTok. Listen, what do y'all think is going to happen? Okay. You like 20 to 30 of my pictures in a row, not my videos. Okay. Not my comedy, my photos. What you think is you going to accomplish by doing that? Okay. Do you think you're going to meet the love of your life when you do this? You're going to like 20 or 30 of her pictures in a row all the way back to 2015. And you think a woman is going to log into Instagram and say, oh my gosh, Big Gamer 34217 has liked 20 or 30 of my pictures in a row. He must really be digging me, honey. Let me go look at his profile. Oh my gosh, look, he works at the local Wendy's, honey, and he loves to game in his free time in what looks like a dark basement. I love this. I you know what? I think I need to DM him. I need to reach out to him. What? Why do y'all like 20 or 30 pics in a row? It's giving serial killer. It's giving stalker, babe. Okay, what do you be thinking? I really want to know what goes through your head. Your finger has to press down. It has to actually press down 60 times to like 30 pics in a row. You have to double tap. And you think that's going to get you closer to the love of your life? What do you be thinking? What do you be thinking? I really want somebody to DM me or message me on TikTok or something and let me know if you've ever liked 20 or 30 pics in a row. Let me know what you did and what you was thinking. Why did you do it? Were you desperate? What, were you in the middle of a stroke? What happened? Okay, because I need to know. I think it's ridiculous. Whew, I'm out of breath this episode, y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening. Tune in every week for my best or worst advice, okay? And if you have a problem that needs solving, let me know about it. You can submit a question at the link in my bio on Instagram or TikTok at JAZMYNJW. And y'all, this is a reminder to block all of the raggedy ass people in your life who make you feel bad about yourself, honey. Okay, Dr. Jasmine. I'll see y'all next week. Jasmine Gives Bad Advice was written by me, and it was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this podcast come to life, honey. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Morgan Foose, and Ann Fuse. Special thanks to you all for listening and to my friends and family that support the show. Until next time, have a great week.